Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. Senator think about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearings and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford. Well, how are you this morning, Senator?
Oh, pretty well. You know, somewhat frustrated that we aren't moving on more legislation, but I suppose I'm forgetful from every other year that you start up a new Congress and it takes a while to get things going. But outside of that, I would say I feel pretty good.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the confirmation hearings of Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General and the confrontation and disagreements about that?
Well, Democrats would like to have a hearing before a committee, but I called up, exactly a week ago now, called up Sessions and talked to him. I asked for two things. I said, and this is one day after a big story comes out in the Washington Post about his connections with the Russians when he was asked about that. So I called him up and I said, you know, it would be a good thing since you told people before our committee you were going to recuse yourself that you do that. And he says, you know, I've got my staff. And when he says his staff, he means the people that are long-term people in the Justice Department who then worry about the ethics and conflicts of interest. He had that group of people studying, in this case, should he recuse himself. And he told me over the phone that he was about ready to do that. He didn't give me a definitive answer, but 2 hours later, he gave the whole country a definitive answer. He's going to recuse himself. And then I also said, I would like to have you send a letter to every member of the Judiciary Committee how you feel that you didn't mislead the committee when you were asked that question by Senator Franken. And then he wrote that letter. We received it probably Monday or Tuesday of this week. And I feel that that's answered it. But let's just say that that doesn't answer it. We also have the House Oversight Committee. We have the Intelligence Committees of both houses. We have Senator Feinstein and my letter to FBI Director asking for a briefing on all of this stuff dealing with Flynn and dealing with Russia, and that obviously would include whether or not Sessions was wrong in his answer under oath to our committee back in the early part of January. And so we got all these things going on, so I don't feel that we need a hearing on it. Besides, I've got the Supreme Court justice coming up here a week from Monday that we're going to have to spend our time on. If other things crop up, I'm willing to consider holding a hearing. And besides, the Attorney General comes before our committee at least once a year for what we call a general oversight hearing. And all these things can be brought up at that time he comes before our committee.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, this all began when Senator Franken, a Democrat, asked Sessions how he would handle allegations that members of President Trump's inner circle met with Russian officials. And then Sessions said he had no knowledge of any meetings. And he said that he had been a campaign surrogate. And then he said that he had never met with the Russians. But then, in fact, he had. He'd met with the Russians twice.
Yeah.
It seems pretty clear to me that he didn't, I'm not going to say he lied under oath, but he certainly didn't tell the whole truth. Why didn't he just say that he had met with the Russians as a surrogate for Trump?
Well, because he didn't meet with the Russians as a surrogate for Trump. He met with the Russians in his capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. But the other thing is, you want to remember the environment. And this is an exchange that maybe you saw that I had with Franken this week. you got to remember, so it's this all, what you're asking me about, all occurred in this sort of environment. I don't know whether it was 5 months or 5 minutes or whether it was 15 minutes or whether it was an hour. But just very recently to that question that he asked back at that Sessions hearing, it came as a result of a CNN report that Sessions didn't know anything about. So maybe what he should have said was, wait until I see what CNN reported and then I'll give you a written answer. But he tried to answer in his capacity as a surrogate for the he had any connections as a surrogate for the Trump administration with the Russians, and the answer is very clearly no. What interactions he had was in other environments and for other purposes.
I think to the average Iowan and average American, that sounds like splitting hairs. It's just like, when do you put your one hat on and take the other hat off? When I talk with you, I mean, you and I talk a lot. And I could say, well, no, I wasn't talking, you know, with Senator Grassley as part of my job on the radio. I was talking to him because he and I enjoy each other's company, yeah. And over the years we've become good friends. That's sort of splitting hairs, isn't it?
Well, I think that maybe the question is splitting hairs, too. Not your question. The question that Franken asked was maybe splitting hairs. The other thing is, and I think we need to send you the letter. I'll have Beth send you the letter that he sent back to us, so you understand the context that he had it in. The other thing I think you need to remember I use this as an example. I just met with the German ambassador Monday of this week. Now, a year from now, somebody asked me something about, did I have any connections with any German conversations? Would I remember at the drop of a hat, without being able to go back to a computer, that I met with the German ambassador? And I think you could expect, in fact, Sessions, I saw a list of ambassadors he met with. He met with many times more ambassadors than I meet with. So would you expect him to remember all those in a question that comes up because CNN recently had run a story within the last few minutes, or I doubt if it was an hour, and to be caught in that environment and be expected to remember everything? I think that if your question implies that he should, and I don't think that it's fair to imply that.
Well, I don't know. It was just in the last couple of months, one of his meetings, it would seem, well, you know, I don't meet all of those people all of the time, but I have a tendency to remember when I meet people of some note and of some significance. And I would think that meeting the Russian ambassador would be something that you would remember, even if you would say. It would seem to me that he should have said, yes, I've met the Russian ambassador. I met him a couple of times, and we, you know, and that's part of my job.
But see, the question wasn't, did he meet the Russian ambassador? The context of the question and the answer was in reference to his role as a surrogate. Well, another thing is, and this is in his letter, I think, he had two professional staff people with him in on that meeting, and there ought to be plenty of evidence if people want to get people under oath to say, was there anything talked about the campaign to his the people he had in on it. So we as senators know we can't be discussing campaigns on public property in our offices.
It just seems really odd to me and a whole lot of other people. I would have just said, yeah, I met him. It seems disingenuous to say, I didn't have my surrogate cap on. Why not just say, yeah, I met with him? Well, and you're saying that he just didn't remember doing that?
I'm not saying Sessions does things the way I do them. But remember, I reserve 3 to 5 for 8 15-minute meetings, mostly with Iowans because they got top priority. And I don't mean that every week I have 32 meetings with Iowans, but you ask me who I met with, even one day later, I got to go to my schedule for the previous day to remember who I met with.
Well, yeah, no, I understand, and I don't live in that rarefied environment with all these people coming and going, all the various dignitaries. It just seemed very odd.
But most of the people I meet with are the average Iowans that you work with every day yourself.
Right.
But I did meet with the German ambassador earlier this week.
Have you ever met with the Russian ambassador?
No.
Okay. Well, you remembered that. It just seems. Well, it just seems very.
You know what? You know what? I don't know whether I've ever met with a Russian ambassador. I've met with the Russian foreign minister, but it was in Moscow. I've met with a lot of other Russian officials, but that would go back probably 5, 6, 7 years. So you kind of remember those kind of people. But there is something about Senator Feinstein telling me about the Russian ambassador, that if you ever met him, you'd never forget him because of mostly about his physique.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. I did see that video with you and Senator Franken, and you got a little testy there.
Don't you think I should have? Because I told everybody ahead of time of this. I said, you've all got 7 minutes, and if you start to ask your question in the last second of the 7 minutes, I'll let you ask your question, and then I'll let the answer to your question comes without violating any of our pre-existing rules. But I go back, the reason I got testy is because you go back to the hearings that we had early January on session, and I think Franken had 3 rounds, so 3 different times of either 7 minutes or 5 minutes. And every time he ran over. Then the other thing that kind of irritates you about his statements that he was making to me as well as to Rodenstein, our nominee, Tuesday or Monday, whenever it was, he had his staff filming it all on his iPhone. So is he there to get caught for something for publicity purposes, or was he serious about his question?
No, and I purposefully chose the word testy because I watched the whole thing and I understood you being testy. You know, some of the other media acted like I was ready to see a real blowout argument, but it wasn't that, although some of the media acted like it was.
He and I were very friendly afterwards, so it's all behind us. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, no, I understand. It just must be so interesting to be at this time in history and doing all of this. Are you enjoying yourself with this?
Very much so. Very much so. Now, I know I hate to tell that to Iowans, because if anybody in Iowa heard me say, I like my work and I enjoy what I'm doing, they probably think, well, that guy's been in Congress too long. You know, just something wrong with him. That's the way people see Washington, I think.
Hey, do you have any thoughts on Trump tweeting that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower? What do you think about that?
Well, a lot of times you get 140 characters from the president, and then you get a 5-minute explanation from somebody on the staff. We haven't had the benefit of that now, but I know this, that if there isn't anything to it, then it's going to be noted and it's going to probably hurt the president's credibility. But I also want to point you to something that I said here at the very end of the hearing that you and I just discussed. But I put in the record January 17th or 19th article of the New York Times that made reference to the fact that the White House knew about that sort of wiretapping. Now, I don't know if that's where the president is following on or he just woke up with a bad headache or what. You know, I just don't know where it comes from. But we've got the House Oversight Committee. We got the letter that Feinstein and I sent middle February for the FBI to brief us. And by the way, he should have that done now. We both got on the phone Monday together at the same time to say, when are you going to brief us? Well, we get this lame excuse. He's trying to get it cleared with the Justice Department. But earlier, the week before, he briefed the Intelligence Committee. So I said, did you get the permission of them to brief the Intelligence Committee? I'm not sure I got an answer to that. we still haven't heard back from neither the Democrat or Republican senators heard back from him. Then we got Graham and Whitehouse acting on behalf of the Judiciary Committee because they're chairman and ranking member of a subcommittee. They're going to be investigating this whole Ryson thing. So I think we got enough things going here. I didn't even mention the two intelligence committees that we're soon going to find out whether there's a basis for what Trump tweeted.
Well, and this is relation to the letter you sent Comey about the British spy that supposedly had something, knew that the Russians had something on Trump, right?
But that's yet a different thing. We want information on both of those letters. But this is entirely a different one. Like, isn't it ridiculous for the FBI to be paying somebody that maybe doesn't have a good reputation in Britain, that also the Democratic National Committee was paying money to dig up things about Trump?
Don't the parties pay people money? Don't both parties pay people money to dig up?
But would you expect the FBI to be paying somebody when they can probably get information free of charge, but pay somebody for the same information that maybe one political party in the country? I'm not saying the Democratic Party was doing anything wrong. I'm saying that it looks fishy that the FBI would be using taxpayers' money to pay the same person for information.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of people either on the Democratic or Republican side liking Comey right now.
Yeah. In other words, it's kind of, well, then I guess what I'm going to say now fits right in with what you just said. It questions the FBI's impartiality.
Or maybe he's impartial, given that he dropped that bombshell on Hillary Clinton about an investigation that didn't turn into anything right before the election.
He could be digging himself into a deeper hole, too. The old saying, what's the old saying about
when you find yourself in a hole, better quit digging?
Yeah, that's right. Quit digging. You know the old saying better than I do.
Anything that you feel was particularly valuable, you know, beyond what we've discussed that you'd like to share that you've done recently with the listeners?
Yeah, I would like to say you heard about my four town meetings, except for the fact that they were kind of raucous in a sense. But I felt like everybody was fairly respectful of wanting answers from me. Sometimes they didn't wait long enough for the answer. Sometimes you get two questions at the same time, so maybe you don't answer it. But I think a lot of people that support me felt sorry for me. And I don't want people to feel sorry for me because I've been doing town meetings for 36 years. I'm going to continue to do them as long as I'm in the Senate. A lot of times they don't turn out exactly the way I wanted. And maybe these four didn't turn out that way. But if you're a representative of the people, you got to hear all points of view. And so I don't find fault with the people that came. If I found fault, it would only be along the lines that it seemed like there was a lot of intimidation by some people in the crowd, that in turn, people that come to ask questions about other than being anti-Trump or pro-Obamacare and so much along that line and so many people finding fault that they felt intimidated not to ask their questions. That's the only shortcoming of the meeting as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.